Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, back with another Shadow Work Quickie, your daily dose of inner child healing in just 5 minutes. Now, I gotta ask you, how many times have you caught yourself saying things like, I'm not good enough, or it has to be perfect, or even worse, ugh, I messed up? We all have those moments, right? Like we're constantly striving for this unattainable ideal, chasing perfection like it's some magical unicorn that'll make us happy. But here's the truth bomb. Perfectionism is a total illusion. It's the sneaky gremlin whispering in your ear, making you feel inadequate and paralyzed by fear of failure. It keeps you stuck playing small, holding back from trying new things or even sharing your amazing gifts with the world. So today, we're ditching that perfectionist script and embracing the beautiful messiness of being human. Think about it. Have you ever noticed how some of the most inspiring people, artists, entrepreneurs, athletes are also incredibly open about their struggles and imperfections? They don't shy away from making mistakes, they learn from them, grow from them, and keep pushing forward. That's real courage, that's real strength. Let's break it down with 5 key takeaways to help you kick perfectionism to the curb. 1. Perfection is a myth. Seriously, there's no such thing as perfect. It's a standard we set ourselves up for failure. Imagine trying to paint a masterpiece by aiming for absolute flawlessness. You'd be so focused on avoiding mistakes that you'd never actually finish the painting. Life is about the journey, not just the destination. Embrace the imperfections, the happy accidents, and all the beautiful messiness in between. 2. Mistakes are your greatest teachers. Ever feel like you learn more from a blunder than from success? Yeah, me too. Mistakes are opportunities for growth, learning, and self-discovery. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone, try new things, and yes, make some mistakes along the way. You'll be amazed at what you can learn from those so-called failures. 3. Progress over perfection. Focus on making consistent progress towards your goals rather than aiming for an impossible ideal. Celebrate the small wins, acknowledge your efforts, and keep moving forward, even if it's just one step at a time. 4. Comparison is a thief of joy. Seriously, stop comparing yourself to others. We all have different journeys, unique talents, and individual timelines. Focus on your own path, celebrate your strengths, and embrace what makes you uniquely. Remember, there's only one of you in this world, and that's pretty darn amazing. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is huge. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. You are worthy of love, acceptance, and forgiveness, even when you mess up, and let's be honest, we all do. Practice self-compassion, nurture your inner child, and remember that you're doing the best you can. Okay, picture this. Imagine a new project at work, something exciting and challenging. Now picture yourself caught in a spiral of perfectionism, meticulously planning every detail, overthinking every decision, afraid to take risks because you fear messing it up. Sound familiar? That's where letting go of perfectionism comes in. Instead of getting bogged down by the fear of failure, what if you embrace the challenge with curiosity and enthusiasm? You might make mistakes along the way, but that's okay. It's an opportunity to learn, adapt, and create something truly unique. So remember this. Letting go of perfectionism isn't about lowering your standards, it's about setting yourself free from unrealistic expectations. It's about embracing your imperfections, celebrating your progress, and sharing yourself the same kindness and compassion you would offer a loved one. You got this. I know you do. Take that first step today. Maybe it's saying yes to something that scares you a little, or practicing self-compassion when you make a mistake. Every small act of courage brings you closer to living a more authentic and fulfilling life. And remember, if you enjoyed this quickie, share it with someone who needs a reminder to embrace their own beautiful messiness. See you in the next episode, same time, same place for another dose of inner child healing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.